Just in case you haven't already studied the investment property, investment property, basically what you do with it is generally you follow the fair value model, which means investment property goes from one figure 1 year to the next at the end of that year, and the difference between the two figures goes to the income statement. So basically the fair value difference on the investment property going up and down in value, the difference will go to the income statement. Now that clearly isn't a cash flow. And so our little method works that out for you. It works out the difference between the opening and closing. It works out what's in the income statement. And those should be the same. If they're not the same, like in this example, there was 20 more. Well, the reason for that is because there must be some other investment property income rather than a fair value increase or decrease. In this case, it was rental income. So the 20 rental income is what goes into the cash flow statement because the fair value increase is not a cash flow. Now, one further point I'd like to make here is that I did write there that there's been no investment property acquisitions during the year, or disposals, I guess I should have said as well. In the exam, he may well say there has been an acquisition. Well, if there has, you put that acquisition, the amount paid in cash for it, onto the cash flow statement under investing activities, and then you also have to pop it into our little working. Can't really explain that very well by audio, but have a look at the examples coming next, and you'll see what I mean. Thanks a lot.